When you're going through a fiery trial, one of the most powerful truths in Scripture that will give you grace to get through it this difficult time is found in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, where Paul writes, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." When you meditate on this verse and think about what God is saying to us here through Paul, it doesn't take long to be astonished and amazed at what he's saying. First, he doesn't say we endure tribulations. He says we glory in tribulations. Almost like we're boasting about them, that we're taking great joy in the tribulations. And for most of us, at first glance and at first thought, that seems oxymoronic. It seems like that's impossible. How can that be? But he goes on to explain, it's because the tribulation is producing something. And it's producing something he calls patience, which means perseverance, which produces experience, and that literally means, in the Greek, proven character. And that produces hope. He alludes to the same idea in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, where he says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Now, for Paul to use the words light affliction to describe what he had to go through is astonishing in and of itself, because Paul endured enormous afflictions, beaten often, shipwrecked, in carrying out his responsibilities to God, imprisoned often in prisons and dungeons, in horrific circumstances with the smell of death all around him, and of course eventually, after many close calls with death, suffering for Christ, eventually giving his life on the chopping block in Rome. Yet he calls what he went through light affliction. And he says it's but for a moment compared to what we're going to experience in eternity. It doesn't matter how long we suffer in this life, it is really very brief when you try to compare it to the exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now think about what happens when we enter these times of trial. When we're young, we enter different kinds of trials that we look back on as we're a little older, and we realize those were kind of trivial compared to some of the trials we've had to go through as we age. But at the time, they seem pretty severe. But whether it seems trivial or not, when we go through a time of trial and we go through a time of testing, those of us who are God's children cry out to Him for help. Psalm 34, verse 17 says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." You know, if you've ever had a child of your own, you know that when they cry out, first of all, you know they're different cries. Sometimes they're crying because they're upset. Sometimes they're crying because they're frustrated. Sometimes they're crying because they're in trouble and they need help. And when you hear that cry coming from a child who's in trouble, what do? You drop everything and go to that child's aid because you love that child. And of course, in the same way, the Bible says God comes to our aid when we cry out to Him. A good example of that is in Mark chapter 4, verses 37 through 39. "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and said unto him, Master, don't you care that we're perishing? And he rose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Of course, God always comes in His perfect time, which often we think is way too late. We think He should have done something a long time ago. But God always has a purpose in these delays, or at least what seem to us to be delays. And of course, one of those purposes is to develop character qualities of patience, endurance, perseverance, persistence. But in one way or another, we can count on Him to always deliver us. It may not be in the way we had planned, it may not be in the way we had hoped, but it will be in the best way, in God's way. So here's the pattern we experience in life. We're living our lives, things seem to be going pretty well, and all of a sudden we find ourselves right in the middle of a crisis. The storm blows up quickly, and alarmed, of course, we cry out to God. And in His time, He delivers us. Once again, we find ourselves moving on through life. And then, in a short time, we run into another crisis. And again, we cry out to God. And again, He delivers us. And after a few years of life, and a few of those crisis experiences, and a few of those deliverances by God, we began to grow a little steadier during the next crisis. We get into another crisis, all right. And if it hit us while we were younger, we would have gone into a total panic. But we realize, you know, God has always seen me through every crisis. So far, He's been with me every time. He's delivered me every time. So I expect He'll see me through this one too. And we still are in crisis, but we have a confidence and a hope in God. And eventually we get to the place where we realize that God has developed within us a perseverance and a character and an unshakable hope. We know He's going to deliver us. And that includes the last great crisis of this life that leads through our physical death. And we can begin to look at these crises a little bit better from His perspective, the perspective of eternity. I heard one time an illustration that compared this maybe to a horse that's never been ridden. I imagine the first time a rider gets on the horse's back, it fills the horse with terror. He panics. But as time goes on, the horse realizes his master is really not out to kill him. And he finally gets confidence in his master, and he trusts his master, and the terror is all gone. Same thing happens to us. God wants us to trust Him when we're going through the fiery trial to deliver us, and He will deliver us, so that there will be no terror, just confidence. So if you're going through a fire right now, don't panic. Allow God to accomplish the purposes He designs this trial for. If you can see it a little bit more from His perspective, it'll give you great peace now. And when you get through this one, it'll enable you to handle the next one with a whole lot more confidence. Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote a familiar song, Words Are Good. It says, "And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then when death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives."